Welcome to Spotlight. I'm Ruby Jones.
And I'm Adam Navis. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live. In 1987, Karen Shirk was an average college student. She was studying late into the night and working hard during the day. She was always tired, but so was everyone around her. She did not see that she was getting sick. But things changed when she stopped being able to breathe normally.
It turned out that Karen had a rare disease, myasthenia gravis. It made her muscles very weak, including the muscles that helped her to breathe. And Karen's life changed completely. She could only breathe with a machine, a respirator. Even this was difficult. Karen could not work. She could not easily leave her home. She had to use a wheelchair. She lost many friends. And Karen was also losing the desire to live.
She could not have known then that at this low point in her life, she would start something that would change hundreds of lives.
Today's spotlight is on the organization Four Paws for Ability. This organization connects dogs with people who have disabilities. These disabilities include physical difficulties like movement problems, a loss of hearing, or seizures when a body shakes uncontrollably. But it also includes mental and emotional difficulties. To understand just why Four Paws for Ability is so special, we have to return to 1987. After becoming more and more sad, Karen's friend suggested that Karen get a service dog, a dog trained to help around the house. Karen thought that this might be a good idea. There are many organizations that train service dogs and give them to disabled people. But when Karen called these organizations, she was denied.
Most organizations have long waiting lists and rules about who is permitted to have a dog. These places did not believe that Karen would be able to care for a dog. After being denied again and again, Karen lost hope. She was ready to kill herself.
But her friend would not let Karen give up.
You should get a dog.
This friend told Karen that she should get a dog anyway.
Why not?
Karen could train the dog herself.
It would be great for you.
But Karen did not think she could do it. If she could not care for herself, how would she care for a young dog?
However, when she saw her new dog, Ben, she says, the magic began. She began to grow in small ways. She attended dog training classes. She taught Ben to do many of the things that she was unable to do. Ben learned so much that Karen was even able to return to work.
After a few years with Ben, Karen began thinking about all the people like her, people that a dog could help, people who were on a waiting list or were considered unable to care for a service dog, children with disabilities. Karen wanted other people to have an experience like she had.
So she began Four Paws for Ability. This organization tries never to deny anyone who needs a dog. With Ben at her side, Karen began to train other dogs to help people.
There are several types of service dogs. Some dogs help people who cannot hear. Other dogs provide friendship. And some dogs help around the house or at work. For example, by getting things, opening doors, or answering the telephone. But some of the best stories are about the dogs that work with children with autism.
Autism is a condition that affects the way a person communicates and connects to other people. Children with autism often have a difficult time expressing emotions. They do not often smile, react to their name, or look other people in the eye. They do not always understand when something is safe. They may run away from home, into traffic, or other unsafe places. Sometimes, children with autism react strongly to touch or loud noises. Doctors do not know what causes autism. There are treatments, but there is no cure.
As you may guess, parenting an autistic child is especially difficult. But when a child receives a dog from Four Paws for Ability, life seems to improve a little bit. And in some cases, it improves a lot. One mother says this about her dog.
I am so amazed at our dog, Grover. I cannot believe what a help he is. When our son, Jason, is outside, Grover stops him from going toward the street. Jason is just happy to be with Grover. Jason does not run around and have outbursts. He seems calmer.
One boy named DJ, writes this about his dog.
Nitro helps me calm down when I am angry. Nitro loves me no matter what I do or say. I talk to him because he is a good listener. Talking to him makes me feel good. I love him.
Most amazingly, these dogs can be trained to detect when a person is going to have a seizure. A seizure is when the human brain sends uncontrolled signals to the muscles of the body. This will cause someone to shiver, shake, or wave their arms and legs. If the person is standing, they can fall down and hurt themselves. If they are eating, they can choke. For children with autism, seizures can come at any time.
But dogs from Four Paws for Ability can be trained to sense when a seizure is coming. This can give parents time to make sure that their child is safe. One parent describes his experience with his daughter.
Our dog Rooney would not stay in his place. He kept trying to go to her, even though she was not calling him.
Rooney was telling them that a seizure was coming. Now everyone listens when Rooney barks.
Karen Shirk and Four Paws for Ability have placed over 250 dogs with disabled adults and children. For everyone receiving the dogs, this has meant a calmer, more normal life. It has permitted them to go places and do things that most people do without thinking about. So, the next time you hear a dog bark, do not get angry, because it may be saving someone's life.
The writer and producer of this program was Adam Navis. The voices you heard were from the United States and the United Kingdom. All quotes were adapted for this program and read by Spotlight. Computer users can hear our programs, read our scripts, and see our word list on our website at www.radio.english.net. This program is called Four Paws for Ability.